G'day everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today is April 29th, Monday, 3:49 Eastern Time. Just wanted to go over three topics. Primarily, I'm going to talk about Forex trading, well, just generally trading, algo trading, whatever kind of trading you want to call it, credibility and verified accounts. Second topic I want to talk about is Bitcoin created by the intelligence services out of the U.S. Lastly, I want to talk about the website and the current state of the new website coming. I call it quantlabs.net version 2. So let's first talk about the credibility of traders. Time in, time out, online, be it Reddit, any social media, they always say, always make sure you are able to verify trading gurus' verified accounts. Let me tell you something, they don't exist. If you go to Google, whatever search engine you want to use, and you look up for trading gurus, you'll find that doesn't quite exist. But there is services, like all these competitions are kind of useless from my point of view, because you could have a trading operations, a trader have amazing results from a competition. And then the next, and that's all based upon one strategy that they deploy. And usually, if the market conditions work in their favor, that's great. Now, if that trader or automated trader does not have the ability to change up their strategy based upon new market conditions or new market regime change, re-enter into the same competition with that another strategy and can't win that, the question comes down, are they a good trader? It's no different than when you look at trading operations like Steve Cohen, the hedge fund managers, I should say, you'll see them. They don't consistently win all the time. Like they're up 10, 20, 30%. And the next year, they could be down 20, 30%. And that's the majority of how even hedge fund trading operations work. Along with, I mean, there's always exceptions. Like Rentec is obviously one of them. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of unknown operators out there that win consistently. But really, when it comes to the mom and pop, small retail, so-called trading gurus, I just call them frat boys. I mean, that's all we see in their Lamborghinis and stuff. These are absolute trash. And there's so many on YouTube, Facebook, and all the other Instagram, you name it. The question comes down to, can you trade and verify through a small number of trading services? First thing they'll do is they'll probably do some webinar, and all they do is they'll flash their phone to some probably fake Photoshop file or some Photoshop or some wired together template of a website pretending to be, it's their account to their broker. I mean, any monkey brain can do that. So this is all fraud. Now, the only way you can get around that is to look at actual traders that are at least honest and sit there and say, here's my verified account. It's on this website, and it's what we trade. And it's front and center. It's not hidden. You don't have to ask them personally. It's just right up there, front and center on their website. So a lot of them can't do that because they know the credibility is just not going to be there, or they're hiding majority of their losing trades. So, or substandard trades. I've talked to private equity people. They tell me that they use their metric to compare their performance of their private equity fund or funds compared against the MSCI. Look, why would you put money into private equity, a family office that cannot verify their accounts through an accountant or even through a publisher, a trading clearinghouse, not the broker, especially when you're getting into the million plus. But they'll tell you, well, we can't beat the markets, meaning the S&P, the Qs, or even the NASDAQ. They'll just say, we just focus and compare our performance against the MSCI. Anybody can beat the MSCI countries that they can pick. It's all sheer manipulation. So if you're able to just stick with a rock-solid ETF that focuses on the markets, you'll do pretty good. And that's all you need to do if you really want to take the easy route. But to outperform is one thing. I'd say maybe 5% of the trading operations out there, retail, institution, beat the market. And the ones that do, probably going to be very expensive to be part of, or you have to have a large capital. And there's so many websites out there that I know of that I've got on my website. That might all disappear, you know, when I change up the new website. But there are services out there that enable people to sync up their trading account with a lot of popular brokers. If you're in the futures market, I'm talking about AM, and I can't remember, I don't trade it. Futures, but all the major futures brokers, they also have access so you can sync up Interactive Brokers and all the other popular, even crypto exchanges as well. Some of them enable you to hook up live trading accounts, right? So you can check on the trading in sync in real time. So that is available on these services. They're $50 to $100 a month. Now, if you're a good trader, you'd probably want to showcase that, but they don't, because a lot of them are just dog pooping, right? So that is that. So to find legitimate traders that actually are making money, the only ones I found, and we also know that the corruption and manipulations really in the crypto and forex markets are really bad, let alone all the mainstream brokers, like in my case, Interactive Brokers, TradingView, whatever. So the only ones I found that have any kind of verification is on myfxbook.com. So obviously this is for Forex. Some of these are probably using the dreaded retail Forex trading brokers, MetaTrader. We also know about that corruption as well. So I'm looking at couple here on my FX book, and these are the leading ones. There's one at 16,000% gain, I don't know over how long, monthly, 28%. The Boss, copy trading, 203% per month. And there, after that, there's not very many left. And they go down to 41%, 14%. So I don't know if this is true or not. I thought I would take a look at some of these so-called bigger ones, so, or that have the higher returns. So this is one called the Alpha Account. It's called the Alpha Account. And from what I'm seeing, the growth is about, I don't know, 40% a month. Balance, I can't really tell. The drawdowns are pretty extreme, so you might not want to be part of that one. I don't know what they're trading. I did see a few that did report what they're trading. So the track, this one, Alpha Account, their track record's been verified. They've got trading privileges. They don't show their live update. And this is all, again, part of my FX book. So I don't know what's real, what's not, but if, you know, I don't want to study it, but I will say that these types of services exist. What's real, I don't know. But as I said, there are other services that you can be a trading so-called guru and put up front and center your track record as well. So that is possible. And that's for both crypto and any trading asset out there. So I'm going to talk about more of that at the end with the new website. So like I said, next part I want to talk about is Bitcoin itself. In Bitcoin, I listen sometimes to the doom and gloom YouTube channels. This one was on Kitco Gold, Lynette Zhang. And I think she was asked about Bitcoin. So she raised a point about Bitcoin. Bitcoin was, and it looks appeared to be, created by the NSA. How do I know? She mentioned a document. First one link is from Armstrong Economics. So apparently they're, conspiracy theory and all that. But there's an article here from March 27, 2024, How to Make a Mint the Cryptography of Anonymous Electronic Cash. So in it, this came out June 18th. This doc came from Lori Law, Susan Selbert, Yuri Suliano, National Security Agency Office of Information Security Research and Technology, Cryptology Division. How to Make a Mint the Cryptography of Anonymous Electronic Cash in 1996. So you got to ask yourself, like, is it quite possible that they have digital cash created by the NSA? Now, okay, it exists. It's from the NSA. This can be found on MIT. So this exists. This is real. So in the introduction, I don't want to get into this. This is a lot. But the introduction goes on to discuss the reasons why they present the public to switch to a cashless society, including money laundering, convenience, and security. The term electronic commerce refers to any financial transaction involving the electronic transmission of information. Packets of information being transmitted are commonly called electronic tokens. NSA states that it would use user identification and message integrity to protect privacy in non-repudiation transactions. Eavesdropping concerns appear numerous times throughout the document, which could be prevented to by not just privacy, but anonymity in the form of paper anonymity and payment untraceability. The government clearly states that hard currency cash provides these luxuries, but could not be traced by banks and therefore the government. So we've got this document out. As I said, I'll put this in my blog. It can be found on MIT. Now, apparently, I haven't read this fully, but from what I've seen so far, you have to ask yourself, was Bitcoin created by NSA? So to me, I would say a lot higher probability of yes than yesterday. And then let me tell you some other things that have been happening over the last, let's say, year, 6 months with Bitcoin. People may not know this. We know that BlackRock, the largest money manager in the world, $10 trillion of market cap, what they watch, assets under management, they have over $10 trillion. So if you look at the second biggest, which is Vanguard, $7 trillion, if you go into a website that will show the largest shareholders of Vanguard, is BlackRock number one, and you think that they're competitors. And there's a few other companies that have a higher rate of interest on Vanguard. Now, 7% of $7 trillion is pretty high. So when you look at the ESG movement that's happened over the last few years and how BlackRock and the like have dictated how corporations have to stay in line with the ESG movement on the green health and all that, ask yourself this, is if that's the case when it comes to ESG, what's not to stop it to make people think that if you're going to be part of Bitcoin, that you will still be out of the system if things go under the financial system of the US and the West and maybe the whole globe, we don't know. But as it stands, you have to ask yourself, why and how is it possible that the US government has this one document, the NSA has the ability to create this document in 96. On top of that, now with BlackRock, first buying interest, no different than ESG, into the interest of the Bitcoin miners. I call the Bitcoin miners a cabal because there's a Bitcoin council out of the US with the largest Bitcoin miners out of the US. So now you have BlackRock buying a small percentage of 6, 7%, maybe 10% in some of the larger Bitcoin miners. And then you get now, over the last few months, Bitcoin has sucked all of the Bitcoin, quote-unquote investor, hodler, whatever you want, sucked up so much volume of Bitcoin going into that one ETF. From what I understand, what I've heard on Bloomberg, it's their best performing ETF And now that ETF represents 25% of their total volume among all ETFs among the iShares. That's how big and significant it is. So now you have this one company that has so much influence on the Bitcoin space. And the question is, are you technically out of the system when things blow up? You hear on likes YouTube and whatnot saying gold and silver, that's the way to stay out of the system and to ensure that if things do blow up, you have those assets. There's truth to that if you watch Lynette Zhang, but it makes me wonder, is Bitcoin really out of the system? Now, apparently there's a chart that she posted. Let me just pull it up here. I did find it on LinkedIn, I believe. And that one, I'm just pulling up right now, is called Understanding the Petals of the Money Flower. So this actually is a source, Bank of International Settlements. So this is the central organization that oversees all of the central banks throughout the world, including the Federal Reserve. In here, in this one chart called The Money Flower, A Taxonomy of Money, we have here in the list, CBDC, okay? And it's retail. Then they have CBDC for wholesale. And that's, again, the company or the organization out of Switzerland that oversees how money is globally distributed from, again, Bank of International Settlements. So in there, they have CBDC, cash, local currency, and two other little parts of this diagram, actual commodity money and cryptocurrency wholesale. There is no cryptocurrency for retail. Let me repeat that. So I'm seeing right here CBDC retail, CBDC for wholesale, commodity money, which is, I'm not sure, commodity money, if that's including gold and silver. And then in there, I do see a cryptocurrency section. I don't know if that's for retail and for public, but there is a specific one for wholesale. Now, I have seen those laws out of England where when it comes to the futures market, the only ones that can play in the futures market for the crypto, like Bitcoin and maybe Ethereum, are only institutions. So this leads me to believe that, yes, crypto will become a legitimate investment vehicle or a way that's considered money. But there's certain cryptocurrencies that look to be private that what coins will those be? I don't know. Bitcoin maybe Ethereum and the like. I don't know. And then there's commodity money. The rest of this has settlement of reserve account, deposit currency account, virtual currency, bank deposit. So virtual currency, which is electronic, again, unknown. But I'll put all these links in my blog post. But I thought it's very interesting to tell you that maybe, just maybe, the likes of Bitcoin could be part of the outside system or part of the inside system. So if they ban gold, maybe Bitcoin, or regulate Bitcoin, if you can hold it or not. I just read this morning, Russia may ban crypto again. China may ban it. And the only time when Russia or China, specifically Russia, allows people to trade crypto is when the government needs the cash through the crypto market. And then when they have enough, they seem to ban it for everybody in country of Russia, all the citizens. So I find that very, 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 very interesting. Anyways, let's talk about the website. So again, with the website, this is the important part, is I've been operating on WordPress. Apparently WordPress may be a big no-no, the plugins, I don't know. But my traffic's been declining. And I've come to the conclusion that I have been over the last 6 months working on a new technology called, which is built off of Django, which is built off of Python, Wagtail. It's a content management system. It's kind of like a WordPress. I'm building out a new website. I may have a rudimentary website WordPress feature like in the next couple of weeks. This will be 100% I have the source code. I own the source code. Unlike with WordPress, even though I do kind of technically own it, but it's just better to have a slim and trim website. So that enables me to have a tighter rein over the content I post, be it on for free, behind a paywall, and the like. So I have confirmed there is decent integration with all the services that I like, Discord, Telegram. And again, like I said before, we got to get off the system. So part of the goal with this website is I don't think we can get around not being part of the system. Like, to be a citizen of a country, of the West, of the world, you have to be part of the system. You can't avoid it. You want a bank account, you want money, you have to be part of the system. But on the other hand, if you're planning to do what I'm planning to do, to get out, I mentioned this before, I do think that there's going to be a real estate collapse. I just saw a video on Los Angeles that they have now going to have a new law. If you're a landlord, a small mom and pop independent landlord, they're going to be able to dictate the rent that you charge to your tenant. So for instance, if you in the market, the free market, quote unquote free market, says you can get a tenant for $2,000 to $3,000 a month in an apartment, house, who knows? And that's what you can get for the free market. Well, now the LA County is going to be able to dictate on how much you're going to charge a tenant. If they can't afford it, you can say the city of LA will say, no, this tenant's going to pay $1,800 and no more. And the independent landlord won't be able to survive, because usually if you're a mom and pop, you're going to have the tenant paying that mortgage and all the associated costs with it. So essentially what's going to happen in California is they're driving out independent landlords out of business. Who's going to step in to fill the landlords? Well, that's where the likes of BlackRock come in, the large real estate investors that have been traditionally buying up blocks of houses, same with BlackRock and the like, okay? So you're going to start to see all the big corporate to be your landlord. So that the great reset back a few years ago said, you will own nothing and you will be happy. This is the start of it. This is the start of it. I live in Canada. We just got an announcement, which I really didn't pay a lot of attention to, but the federal government under our dear leader, Trudeau, has now a bill of rights for tenants. So apparently, I wouldn't be surprised if sometime tenants will be able to get a free lawyer out of the government, on the government tab, to fight a landlord. Let me repeat that again. So if you're an independent landlord, you will maybe be taken to court by a government-sponsored lawyer who will represent your tenant. So this is going to discourage landlords to want to be independent landlords. So I know a lot of people that are relying on being a landlord to carry them through retirement. And I knew this full well, probably a year ago, that this was not going to be the case when it came to building wealth long-term for retirement. So this comes back to my website, where I want to build out a community of people, like-minded people that understand this. And probably I have to tell you, when you look at the most recent email registrants that come into my website, they are professionals. We got a quant, we got professors, we've got business owners. And the reason I'm getting those kind of people is because I'm not posting so much in the likes of Facebook, Instagram. These kind of people that use these sites are typically the low value marketers, and they bring out and attract those kind of people with, you know what I'm trying to say. Whereas if you're on a higher level, you be on a Substack and traditional ways, the olden ways of capturing emails was through YouTube and search engine optimization. So that's my new efforts. I'm building out Discord, the Discord that I have. But anyways, so I'm looking at doing that. And funny thing is that with a new website, it's not going to be a pretty website. I'll guarantee you that. It's not about being pretty. It's about being able to bring in high-level email contacts via email, and basically getting them to join this community, which will be very cheap, and being able to be part of the live trading community and signals that I'm putting out, along with the track record I'm hoping to post at some point when the when I can beat the markets. Anyhow, we've set up over the last week how to trade automatically with TradersPost.io, and it's very effective. It works. I've been a paying customer now for about a week. You can get that both in Coinbase and Interactive Brokers, among all the other popular brokers. So that's kind of solved, and that's through TradingView. And, I know people are trying to build their own trading system via C++, Python, or whatever. When you get older, you get tired of it. You get tired of programming. It's a headache, and you just don't want to have to do that anymore. And you don't want to have to be faced to hire somebody to do it, even though you can do it yourself, because it's a real headache. So with this solution I've come up with to enable people to come in, sign up, and get TradingView account. And let me remind you, TradingView is the number one platform on the planet for investments, for trading, for social aspects when it comes to investing and trading. And that's an easy sell. It's not like some schlocky trading system built out of a garage. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the chosen account that I go with is Interactive Brokers. And I'm not here to advertise Interactive Brokers, but I will say if you want to travel the world, you may be limited on your access to your account if you're US-based and US-based only. Whereas if you're with Interactive Brokers, it's supported by, I think it's over 150 countries. That limits your, or that minimizes the risk when you travel and want to get access to your trading account. So there's that to keep in mind. That's why I use Interactive Brokers. Number three is, when I discovered trading, TradersPost.io, everything changed from there because it takes away a lot of stress of having to manage through your own coding, again, Python, C++, Java, whatever you choose. But to keep up with the maintenance on it, it's a full-time job in itself. And you just get tired of it as you get older. You want to move on and get on with whatever you want to do in life outside of sitting around a computer and doing all this stuff. So that's a great solution there. So we're going to move ahead. Once the new website's, you will be seeing a lot more of this stuff out there on my website and through the ways I'm traditionally sending out, broadcasting the message, I guess you could call it. And then, as I said earlier, I think things are going to get really ugly. There's a lot of things out there that don't make sense in the mainstream. But when you go through the doom scrolling and you suddenly come across something that really makes sense to you, that's when you pay attention and listen. And really, I'm a person that believes in, I don't like to be sucked into the news of something from some, call them armchair critic. I build out my own scripts that will go out into the market, scan. Right now, I'm scanning probably 5,000-6,000 ETFs and stocks. Let it run for 2-3 hours, and I can get the results that I want and pay attention. And those are the ones that I'll put on my watch list. The kind of capability is, and I've tested this system, and it works. I'll give you an example. Last Thursday, I tracked the ETF, but it was an ETF that focuses on the yen shorts. It was a bearish yen, and it spiked. This was on Thursday. It was like someone came along, namely the institutions, namely the pension funds, namely the insiders that are loading up on this ETF, and boom, what happened on Sunday night, my time, Eastern Standard? The BOJ, Bank of Japan, intervened and tried to strengthen or defend the yen. I wrote about that in my trading view. And that was 2 days prior. If I followed that call for my system, I could have made a bit of money. And last night, we just got another one. And the name of the ETF again. But it does show, and it's a short treasury, 5 to 7 year treasury, and the value of it's growing. The price of it's growing. The volume now is starting to pick up. Whereas if you look at that ETF and you correlate the volume buildup back in March, 2 years ago, before the news came out that banks were about, certain three banks were about to blow up, that's a signal of some kind. And lo and behold, I just got the signal on the weekend saying that something's brewing with the treasury market. Now, if something happens, then yes, this is a definite signal that can be confirmed, let alone the signal that I got on the yen shorting on Thursday. So then if that's the case, then it's valuable, because this is what this does. It scans over nearly 1,000 ETFs throughout what are supported on Interactive Brokers, and it goes after low volatile ETFs, and you can trade those. No different than a stock on any of the major US indices like the New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, and whatever. And they're good. And there's, well, there hasn't been a call for any stocks at all for the last month, because the markets are very, very distorted due to now called the Magnificent Seven. So that's all skewing the markets, making the markets look great, which broad scale, they're not looking great. So there's that to remember. So I want to build out a community on that. If you want to know more, I have my Discord. We're at 230 members now. That's growing pretty nice. We've got my email list that you can join, get my trading technology book from a while back. Those are free once you sign up. Keep your eyes on the new blog coming, the new website. That's going to be a game changer, I think, as well. And I'm also thinking of putting out a really cheap course for Udemy on how to build out that combination of technology of TradingView and TradersPost.io. All right, so we'll leave it at that. Thanks for listening, and have a good day.